91X News.
It's 1 degree and snowing lightly at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Rankema. A 25-year-old man is in critical condition after a two-car collision on Wallbridge Loyalist Road this morning. A northbound 2007 Saturn tried to avoid a vehicle turning into the residence driveway, which caused the 25-year-old driver to lose control. The southbound 2012 Toyota then struck the Saturn in the southbound lanes. The driver of the Saturn was transferred from BGH to Kingston in critical condition. The 45-year-old male driver of the Toyota was treated and released from Belleville General. The collision remains under investigation. Anyone who witnessed the accident is being asked to contact the Belleville Police. Representatives of OPSU 420 at Loyalist College will be meeting tomorrow to determine their demands for an upcoming contract renewal. These demands will be presented along with those of Ontario's other 24 colleges. Negotiations on contract details will begin in June. While a strike is always a possibility, president of OPSU 420, Bernard Belanger, says it's too early to tell.
There's only been 3 faculty strikes in 45 years. So is there a chance of a strike? Yeah, there's a chance that the Earth is going to get hit by a meteorite and we're all going to be... But what's the possibility of that? I don't know yet.
The full-time faculty contract expires August 31st. Fire inspections conducted this past December resulted in a Belleville nightclub being charged with 9 Ontario Fire Code offenses. These included obstructing an exit and having inadequate lighting. In a separate incident, a tenant in a Belleville apartment building was charged with initiating a false fire alarm. Further inspection of the residential building found multiple violations, and the owners have been charged with 7 infractions. The Harper government will reintroduce legislation today that would make electronic surveillance easier for police. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves said Canada needs to update its laws to ensure technology doesn't help criminals.
As technology evolves, many criminal activities, such as the distribution of child pornography, become much easier. We are proposing to bring measures to bring our laws into the 21st century and provide police with the lawful tools that they need. He can either stand with us or with the child pornographers.
Green Party leader Elizabeth May says it's horrifying that Harper's Conservatives would consider you to be siding with child pornographers simply because you care about civil liberties. Premier McGuinty is hinting at a pay freeze for public sector executives. McGuinty says executives who run hospitals, colleges, universities, school boards, and social services need to do their part to reduce the deficit. The premier suggests that could mean they'll face a wage freeze in the spring budget. His comments come a day before the release of the Drummond Report, which will make suggestions for balancing the province's books. A program that lets people zip through airport security at major U.S. border crossings is expanding to include 8 Canadian airports. Travelers with Nexus cards will be able to use them in a new, faster security line when flying to the U.S. starting tomorrow.
We don't have this line. We have this line, but not for USA. We have this line for domestic and international flight. We don't have them for USA before.
The Nexus program is designed to make border security more efficient. It lets anyone who isn't deemed a danger clear customs more quickly, letting guards focus on travelers who may be higher risk. The dispute between Air Canada and its pilots is back on the federal labor minister's radar screen. Lisa Raitt is offering a new 6-month mediation process. Raitt is telling both sides that any work stoppage would be contrary to the best interest of Canadians. BC Premier Christy Clark says she's looking for other ways to open BC courtrooms to TV cameras. This comes after a judge barred cameras from the sentencing hearing of a Stanley Cup rioter.
I think it's an idea whose time has come. We're going to continue to find ways to try to get there, though. And, you know, in this case, although the application hasn't delayed any cases so far, it became quite clear with the judge's ruling yesterday that in future cases, it likely would.
Clark says the government has backed off on its throne speech pledge to put cameras in court as soon as possible, but the idea isn't dead. Whitney Houston's family wants any donations in her memory to be sent to the Whitney Houston Academy of Creative and Performing Arts. That's the arts-focused public school in East Orange, New Jersey that she attended as a child and that is now named after her. Houston's invitation-only funeral is set for noon on Saturday at Newark's New Hope Baptist Church, where she sang in the choir as a young girl. This Saturday, the Belleville Bulls partnered with the Belleville General Hospital Foundation in a special Sticks and Stones charity event to help blast kidney stones. Tara Allaire reports.
With 2,700 fans in attendance, the Bulls defeated the visiting Guelph Storm and raised funds to purchase a new holmium laser for the Belleville Hospital. Director of Development for the Belleville General Hospital Foundation, Jen Barrett, explained the significance of the event and the laser itself.
It's used in our surgery department, and it is to help blast kidney stones, so it breaks them up and makes them smaller so that patients can pass them more easily. Kidney stones are actually a very predominant issue within the Quinte area. We are better known as the kidney capital of Ontario, so it is definitely a big problem.
The Bulls auctioned off one-of-a-kind game-worn jerseys and raised over $20,000 toward the purchase of the new equipment. Bulls goaltender and NHL draft prospect Malcolm Subban claims events like this are important for giving back and supporting the community.
It's a really cool event, you know, just to raise awareness for the community and for the kidney stones. You know, our fans support us every day, so I think it's good to support, give back to the community.
Tara Allaire, 91X Sports.
That's 91X News to 506. Mark Venema has sports after this.
Anyone who holds a party knows that Sans Souci is Quinte's best in catering, but now they're proud to announce their new address, 240 Front Street, downtown Belleville, beside Giant Tiger. Head on down and enjoy lunch at the new Café Sans Souci every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and enjoy delicious, fresh sandwiches right in-house. With a new larger kitchen and sizable dining room, Sans Souci is also a great place to host special occasions. Visit their website at bestcateringchef.ca. Visit Café Sans Souci today.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. In local hockey tonight, it's playoff time in Wellington. The Dukes kick off their 2012 playoff schedule when they host the Kingston Voyageurs tonight at the Duke Dome. Also, the Napanee Raiders look to square things up in their series with Port Hope. The Raiders fell to the Panthers 3-1 last night in Port Hope. Series shifts to Napanee tonight with the Raiders trailing 1-0. Nine games around the NHL tonight, four Canadian teams in action. In Calgary, the Flames host a suddenly struggling Maple Leafs. Toronto has dropped three straight. Meanwhile, the Senators are in Tampa to take on the Lightning, and Winnipeg hosts the New York Islanders. The Red Wings can make history tonight. Detroit won its 20th straight game last time out to tie the NHL record. The Dallas Stars will try to beat the Red Wings at Joe Louis Arena for the first time since Calgary won there in early November. A shouting match erupted at the Montreal Canadiens practice today. An argument between Scott Gomez and assistant coach Randy Lattiser lasted so long that some observers thought the two might come to blows. Lattiser was apparently upset at what he considered a lack of intensity during a drill and let Gomez have it. The underperforming center is among the league's highest paid players, but has just one goal this year. Lynn Sanity is hitting the Air Canada Center in Toronto. Overnight sensation Jeremy Lin leads the New York Knicks against the Raptors. Knicks coach Mike D'Antoni has been impressed with how the undrafted point guard out of Harvard has handled his new fame.
It's a great story. So enjoy it and hopefully it lasts. And he's a good kid.
Jason Barnes and quarterback Ricky Ray are together again. A source says the receiver has agreed to terms with the Toronto Argonauts after being released last month by the Edmonton Eskimos. Barnes and Ray were teammates in Edmonton for three seasons. Toronto shored up the quarterback position by acquiring Ray from the Eskimos in December. The BC Lions have signed free agent defensive back Lynn J. Shell to a contract. The 30-year-old spent three seasons with the Toronto Argonauts, racking up 244 tackles and seven interceptions in 53 games. The free agency period for players that are still under contract opens tomorrow. And there's been discussion of a return from NFL's Terrell Owens. ESPN's John Clayton says it's doubtful at his age.
I don't know what T.O. can do at this stage because, I mean, sure, he's big, he's strong, but he's now going to be 38 trying to go back. I think it's almost like the Marvin Harrison thing. I'm just past T.O. I do think that Moss may be able to squeeze out 1 year, but with the coming off the bad knee, not necessarily having the speed and explosiveness, I think it's going to be tough for T.O. to get back.
Send us your team release scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's the sports. Here's Taylor Rankemar with 91X Weather.
It's plus one and mostly cloudy today with these light flurries continuing overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 3 degrees. And for Thursday, a little bit of rain expected and a mild 4 degrees. It's 1 degree. 91X News on the air and online at
91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankemar with Mark Venema, 91X News.